Well, good afternoon and welcome. We are delighted to see all of you here and to celebrate this day with you. Although I have to say I'm somewhat amused. You guys should have paid more for your tickets. I hope you can see from there. It is a great pleasure to celebrate this day. This is a very special day in the life of the college and in your lives. Indeed, I want to begin with a few comments on why we're here in the first place. You may be asking yourselves that question. You got up early, came over here, moved in. You have a million things to do to begin your careers at Lafayette and to start being college students. And in the middle of all of that, we disrupt those activities and ask you to come here, gather together, and spend some time with us. And here we are standing on the stage dressed in these robes. So the question is, what is this event for? What does it mean? Well, first of all, it is a major ceremony each year. This is the moment when we commence the academic year. This is the 181st academic year at Lafayette College, so it is part of our tradition to do this. But there are other more important reasons. This is the beginning of your college career, and it is, I'm sure, dawning on you rapidly if it hasn't already. This is a major milestone in your lives, and indeed, as you reflect back on this time, years ahead, you will see how major a moment it is, all in good ways. You are today joining a community, and this is one way for us to welcome you into that community. You have around you fellow students, faculty, college staff, local residents. The mayor is here to welcome you, and he will speak shortly. This is also the first gathering of your class. You are 629 more or less strangers at the beginning of the day, and you are now beginning a lifelong association with each other. And it will be remarkable to see how that unfolds for each and every one of you. You are now a class, and this is a moment to be together for the first time. But with all of that, the most important message I would like to convey to you is that today, now, you are being offered an opportunity. You are beginning something that you can seize. This is a special moment because what Lafayette will offer you beginning now is a platform for you to build your own lives, to look to the future and begin to invent a life for yourself that is in your dreams. We'll offer you food and shelter, mentors and friends, extraordinary curricular and extracurricular resources and programs. A support system all around you will be people there to help you. And we have some guidelines and rules within which to do all of that work. So as you leave this session today and you begin to think about what all of that means, I want to just suggest to you there are four jobs you have this year. That's all. Just four. First, to begin thinking self-consciously about what it means to be a college student. It's not the same as being a high school student. No matter how easy or well you did in high school, college is different. You need to begin to think about how you learn and how you study to find your own strategies for doing academic work in college. You're all different. You'll all do it differently. But beginning to develop a practice to be a student is a skill in and of itself. You'll need to think carefully about how you manage your own time. One major difference between where you've been and where you are now is that you're going to have lots and lots of flexibility and choice in how you spend your time. And there are lots of options. So think carefully about how to manage that time so you can do what you want to do and feel good about that. You will need to develop academic skills as well. There are certain core skills that will advance your ability to do your work. Reading, writing, analysis, reflection, but most important, listening. Learning how to be a student and developing those skills will serve you for a long time to come. That's your first job. Your second job is to begin to build relationships. Everyone around you in this space and otherwise is here to support you, to be your friend, to be your colleague, to be your teacher. Reach out to us all. This is part of what our community celebrates. So go beyond your level of comfort and meet people you might not otherwise be thinking about meeting. Three, embrace this experience as an educational adventure. Take classes in areas that interest you but that you may not have lots of experience or even that you might think would be intimidating. Nothing is more rewarding or life-enhancing than to take that step and to find out that it's really powerfully good. I think that's something many of us can reflect on. If you ask any person who's been through college and established a career, how they got where they are. Many of them will tell you because they took a class in college with someone that changed their lives in ways they didn't know they could not anticipate. So take some chances academically. Reach out. And then finally, of your four jobs, you have a great deal of freedom. I mentioned that earlier. Use that freedom and opportunity wisely. Reflect carefully on what it means to have this kind of freedom. Because if you don't use it carefully, then your life will become really hard to manage. Freedom must be balanced by self-control and a sense of responsibility. And I ask you to think about that now, too. So this is a very exciting moment in your lives. What you get out of college will be based more than anything else on what you put into it. This is not, you are not customers, you're not clients, you're not employees, you are partners. This enterprise only works if all of us work together as partners, playing our part. And each of you has something to contribute to make this community richer and to advance your own experience. So think about how you can do that. Think about yourselves as partners. And we're really excited to have you here with us, and we welcome you today. Thank you.